I've been staying in my apartment in Jersey City during this coronavirus epidemic. My roommate has since gone home to Ohio to stay with her family during all of this, so I've been in the apartment alone. I've been mostly just watching new movies and shows. I try not to go out too much because my city is pretty bad right now. A couple days ago, I was running extremely low on food, so I had to make a mandatory grocery run. I went to the nearby Trader Joe's wearing a mask and gloves, which, including the insane line and limited stock, turned out to be a production. On my walk home in the dark, I realized the streets were even quieter than they were the last time I went shopping, just a week before. Suddenly, out from an alleyway, some guy wearing a mask and gloves approached me. He had a baby wrapped in a hoodie and small blanket in his hands. He seemed very sincere in asking me to let him take his son to my apartment real quick so he could change his diaper and feed him his food. He swore to me that he was clean, and that he really needed this favor for just 5 minutes. That it was an emergency. Hearing the baby's little cries, and the fact that this man even had a child with him and just seemed sincere, the soft part of me agreed. I led him to my apartment building. It was only a short walk from there. We walked up the 3 stories to my apartment, and I led him inside, asking him to close the door behind him. I cleared a spot on the living room table for him to change his child's diaper and whatever. When I turned around, the man was like pacing around, or more like snooping around, I guess. He went into my kitchen to do God knows what. I called over to him that I set up the table for him to use. He didn't answer. I started getting confused. I walked to the kitchen and saw him looking around suspiciously. And what else I saw confused me. The man was standing with what I thought was his child held in only one hand. It took me a second to understand. It wasn't a child. It was just some baby doll wrapped up in a blanket. I'm assuming one of those realistic ones that make the crying and moaning noises. The man looked at me and pulled out a gun from his right pocket. That's where things went from 1 to 100 real quick. He looked at me with a gun aimed at me and said something along the lines of, "I'm gonna take what I want and you're gonna stay in my sight." Of course, I had to say okay with a gun aimed at my head. I wondered if it could be a BB gun with a tip painted black, but even if it was, I doubted I could overpower him. I couldn't risk it. The man pulled out a big black bag from his backpack and filled it with valuables, including my wallet, some of my roommate's jewelry, kitchen valuables, my brother's Xbox, which he lent me, and my iPad. It was sickening to watch, but I was the most scared of him pulling the trigger of that gun. He filled his bag and threw the fake baby in it as well. Then he left. I called the cops first thing. They came and helped me in contacting the building owner to see the CCTV footage from the halls. Of course, upon seeing the footage, it didn't help much. The man's face was covered by a mask, making it near impossible to even discover who he was. All I can do is urge everyone to be careful, not to trust anyone, and stay indoors until all of this is over. I was taking a road trip in my Mustang from Texas to Arizona to visit my brothers. I usually keep emergency supplies in the trunk, such as water and tools. I was taking, I guess, what you would call a scenic back route, because I liked flying at high speeds with the top down without worry of other cars or police. This was one of those completely deserted seeming roads with one lane on either side and nothing but desert sand, cacti, and shrubs as far as the eye can see. I was flying down this road when the car started to emit these concerning popping noises from under the hood, and the car started to jolt or jump slightly. I put a heavy foot on the brakes to bring the car from a speeding 90 miles per hour to a less than gradual halt. I got out from the car popping the hood, pretending as if I'd even know what to expect or how I'd go about fixing it. There was no smoke, nothing like that, but I didn't have a clue what could be the problem. I got back in my car to try and start it, and as I feared, the damn thing wouldn't even start back up now. The car was an 01 Ford Mustang, so yeah, it was an old car with its share of problems. Naturally, I tried to call my roadside service company, but bad became worse, realizing I didn't have any service this far out in the desert. I was more or less stranded. I hadn't seen a single other car pass me that whole hour I was driving on that road, and I was scared to think how long it would take for someone to pass. I waited on the side of the road, sitting on my car's trunk for literally hours, sweating my ass off. My spirits rose when I saw the shine of a car reflecting the sunlight speeding down the road in the horizon. I hopped off my trunk and started walking and waving my arms out for help. But the car didn't stop. It zoomed past me. Pure evil. I didn't know how somebody could leave another human being stranded like that. Nightfall came and the hunger was setting in. No cars had passed since the first, and I was trying to fill my stomach with the water bottles I had in my trunk. Eventually, I saw headlights approaching. I had my car's hazards on, but I also waved my arms once more. The truck pulled to the side, and a fairly large man stepped out. I told him my car broke down and asked if he knew anything about cars. But he didn't immediately seem interested in my car. He more so seemed interested in asking me if I was alone, where I was going, and why I didn't just call for help. Then he asked me if anyone knew I was here. These questions were certainly making me uncomfortable. He finally offered me a ride, though if he was trying to make a point of making me uncomfortable, he accomplished that. I stepped up into his pickup truck, and off we started driving. He said it would be a long while before either of us would have phone service. He started asking me more questions, like why I would decide to take a back route like this. Minutes in, the truck started to slow down, and I heard him mutter, "Ah, shit." He pulled onto the sand on the side of the road, looked at me, and said the piece of crap broke down. This couldn't be happening. I looked back at the man and realized he was still looking at me. Like 5 seconds went by and he was just still staring at me. He finally asked me to go lift up the hood once he would crank the latch. I can only describe this whole situation so well, but through everything up until this point, I was insanely suspicious. I went in front of his truck with a bit of distance between the front and I, and waited to hear a click, meaning the truck's hood was unlatched. In my head, I was picturing him trying to run me over, and that's exactly what happened. As I took one step towards the truck to try and open the hood, I heard the roar of the engine as the man was on the gas. I dove for my life. If I reacted half a second later, I'd have lost my legs or instantly been killed. I took off running into the pitch black night, looking back to see the taillights still there. And then this. Gunshots. Surely gunshots aimed at me. That man was trying to kill me. It was too dark out there for him to possibly shoot me dead without some kind of luck, but I thought I was going to die at any moment. I heard a truck speeding off in the distance, so I turned and saw the taillights of the truck slowly disappearing down the empty road. I eventually fell asleep on the side of the road, and the nightmare didn't end until early morning, when I woke up to another pickup truck passing by. I waved them down, covered in dirt and sand, and thank God this man was actually normal, he and his wife. They gave me water and drove me to the nearest town where I was able to call the towing company. It was a 45-minute drive back to my car on that goddamned road, then that same distance back to bring it into a shop. Long story short, this was the worst trip and experience of my life. Having someone try to run you over and then shoot at you isn't something you simply get over. When I was 19, my friend Sean, who was a big goofball, came over to chill in our basement as he often would during the summer. I remember he had a Coke bottle in his hand and I was eating Wendy's when he said we should check out that creepy little cemetery across town. It was the most random idea ever, and I even told him that. Still, we had no school the next day, and I knew exactly which cemetery he was talking about. I don't know if one should even call it a regular cemetery, it's just a small plot of land with maybe 100 tombstones at most. The tombstones very archaic looking, and any time we'd pass, there would be no signs of anyone having come to visit within the last decade. The site probably dated back centuries, and it had this super creepy vibe to it because it was closed off by a gothic metal fence, and it was surrounded by woods on two sides, the road on one, and some old abandoned building on the other. Everything about it just gave scary vibes. It took a little persuading, but Sean managed to get me to want to check it out too. Ironically, it was a very cloudy, wettish kind of day, I guess conveniently adding to the mood. Sean pulled up his Honda to the side of the road. I told him to pull up more so it wasn't obvious. This was a low traffic road, so it would look kind of suspicious. He pulled up a few hundred feet down the road, and we got out and cut through the woods so that any potential passing traffic wouldn't see us entering the little cemetery. Hopping the fence in the woods was easy. It was maybe a 3 or 4 foot fence. Sean kind of took the lead on this since it was mainly his venture. He led us through the eerie little plot of land, and we looked at the archaic tombstones. They all seemed to be from the 19th century. The writing on some of them was illegible at that point. I know it sounds super dumb and cliche, but I couldn't help but feel like I was being watched constantly. I started looking around the surrounding woods. I told Sean how creepy this was. "I know," he replied. Still, with the feeling of being watched, I looked at the abandoned building next to the cemetery, at one of the windows. For a brief moment, I knew I saw someone standing at the window, even through the fog, smudge, and dirt on the glass, but they casually either ducked or walked away from the window. I told Sean we were being watched by someone in that building, and he turned to look at it as well. Then he went to look for the entrance to it. I told him don't. I said we should just leave before we get in trouble. I stayed still by the tombstone he was looking at while he walked around the building, and then he found a way in. He called me over, but I stayed put. Then I heard some loud kind of crack. So I looked in that direction, and there was this older man, probably around 55. Gray hair, had on a black raincoat, I believe he was wearing jeans, and he had a mustache, but that's all I really got of him. Then he opened his mouth and screamed, not just yelled, he screamed, "Get out." He screamed it so loud, I thought I saw birds fly away from being startled. And just like that, I started to feel lightheaded, and suddenly everything went dark. The next thing I remember was waking up to being dragged in the woods. I freaked out, thinking I was being kidnapped. But when I turned and got up, I saw it was just Sean. Sean was freaking out about something. He told me to follow him and run back to the car, so I didn't ask questions. As we ran through the woods, I heard something close behind me. And when I turned, I realized we were being followed by someone, so I ran even faster. We got to his Honda, and he basically put it in drive before the car even had a chance to fully start. When Sean was inside that abandoned building, he found a sigil of Baphomet painted on the wood floor, which is basically the sign of Satan. Around it were a bunch of freaky dolls with buttons for eyes. He didn't get to see anything else in the building, because he heard the old man scream at me outside. He came running to find me passed out on the floor, and he saw the old man slowly walking over to me. He started to drag me away from the old man and into the woods. He actually literally picked me up and threw me over the fence to get me out. I quickly came back to consciousness, and that's when we ran. I had only fainted one time in my life, and it was at that moment. I don't know why I fainted, but it happening at a graveyard with some kind of satanic ritual building right next to it makes it that much stranger.